So there's been a few days since I've podcasted and recorded anything. There was a little bit of trauma in my extended family. My ex-husband's house burnt down, and I've been taking on some extra responsibilities. They were able to save one of their dogs, so I've taken on taking care of her. And I have the children until he is able to get on his feet and find a temporary home. So my time has been spent doing those things. I've also been trying to be a support for him as much as I can. And for my children. God calls us to pray for our enemies and those who persecute us. And I was reminded of a little something I wrote back in December of 2021 when I was going through a little bit of a rough patch as well. So I'm going to record that as today's episode. It's called Blessed Are the Peacemakers. Again, I wrote this back in December of 2021. After hearing a message from Pastor Larry at Starpoint Church, I was deeply touched. His message hit home, especially in the season of life I was in December of 2021. There are so many instances where I can be offended and hurt by others, but I am refusing to allow others to have control over my body, mind, spirit, and soul. Since my divorce, I have committed in my heart to not allow what others say or do to me to offend and hurt me. The only opinion that matters is that of the opinion and the truth of our Heavenly Father. I have learned from a course I took at Rock Solid Church in Hudson, New York, called Victory Over the Darkness, which is based on a book by Neil Anderson. This course was taught by M.T. Clark. In this course, we were taught to renounce all the lies that the enemy has declared on us and instead replace them with the truths we know from our Heavenly Father. There are many resources that you may find useful in your walk to freedom. You can find them on the Freedom in Christ Ministry website at www.ficm.org. Below, I list some of the truths that Christ declares on our lives. And this is an easy practice you can add to your daily spiritual routine. Simply read the list of truths out loud on a daily basis for several weeks or more. By doing this, you will be able to commit these truths to your heart and truly believe them. Knowing these truths will begin to change how you feel about yourself and help you to not allow what others say and do to offend you. The first one is, I renounce the lie that I am rejected, unloved, or shameful. In Christ, I am accepted. God says, I am God's child. John 1:12. I am Christ's friend. John 15:15. I have been justified. Romans 5:1. I am united with the Lord, and I am one spirit with Him, 1 Corinthians 6:17. I have been bought with a price. I belong to God, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. I am a member of Christ's body, 1 Corinthians 12:27. I am a saint, a holy one, Ephesians 1:1. I have been adopted as God's child, Ephesians 1:5. I have direct access to God through the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 2:18. I have been forgiven of all of my sins, Colossians 1:14. I am complete in Christ, Colossians 2:10. The next lie is, I renounce the lie that I am guilty, unprotected, alone, or abandoned. In Christ, I am secure. God says, I am free from condemnation, Romans 8:1-2. I am assured that all things work together for good, Romans 8:28. I am free from all condemning charges against me, Romans 8:31-34. I cannot be separated from the love of God, Romans 8:35-39. I've been established, anointed, and sealed by God, 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. I am confident that the good work God has begun in me will be perfected, Philippians 1:6. I am a citizen of heaven, Philippians 3:20. I am hidden with Christ in God, Colossians 3:3. I have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control, 2 Timothy 1:7. I can find grace and mercy to help in time of need, Hebrews 4:16. I am born of God, and the evil one cannot touch me, 1 John 5:18. Next, I renounce the lie that I am worthless, inadequate, helpless, or hopeless. In Christ, I am significant. God says, I am the salt of the earth and the light of the world, Matthew 5:13-14. I am a branch of the true vine, Jesus, a channel of his life, John 15:1-5. I have been chosen and appointed by God to bear fruit, John 15:16. I am a personal, spirit-empowered witness of Christ, Acts 1:8. I am a temple of God, 1 Corinthians 3:16. I am a minister of reconciliation for God, 2 Corinthians 5:17-21. I am a fellow worker with God, 2 Corinthians 6:1. I am seated with Christ in the heavenly realms, Ephesians 2:6. I am God's workmanship created for good works, Ephesians 2:10. I may approach God with freedom and confidence, Ephesians 3:12. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. Especially these days, there are so many things that you can allow to offend you. God wants us to be peacemakers. But you ask, how can you be a peacemaker and not be offended by what others say and do to you? The Bible speaks on this in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12, verses 14-18, NIV. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. If you read this verse carefully, you will see that it states, bless those who persecute you. It doesn't say if someone persecutes you, but when someone persecutes you. You will be persecuted and offended by others. When we are, what will we do and how will we respond? It is our response to this persecution that Christ, our Heavenly Father, will be watching. He wants us to know and trust that Jesus is bigger than any of our offenders. This statement reminds me of a very fun song from my children's childhood days. Now, the premise of this song is about a child lying in bed, being scared or frightened. However, I feel this song also touches on the idea that we have fears of being offended and offending others. We can be lying in our bed and allowing the thoughts of others to stir in our heads, causing us fear and anxiety. So we need to remember that God is bigger than all these fears. He is bigger than the enemy that causes these fears and anxieties in our lives. The song is called God is Bigger Than the Boogeyman. It's a VeggieTales song. I will just go through the lyrics quickly. You were lying in your bed. You were feeling kind of sleepy. You just could not close your eyes because the room was getting creepy. Were those eyeballs in the closet? Was that Godzilla in the hall? Was there something big and hairy casting shadows on the wall? Now your skin is getting clammy. There's 100 tiny monsters jumping right inside your jammies. God is bigger, bigger than the boogeyman. He's bigger than Godzilla or the monsters on TV. Oh, God is bigger, bigger than the boogeyman. He's watching, 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 watching out for you and me. So when you're lying in your bed and the furniture starts creeping, I'll just laugh and say, hey, cut that out, and get back to my sleeping. Because I know that God's the biggest, and he's watching all the while. So when I get scared, I'll think of him and close my eyes and smile. God is bigger, bigger than the boogeyman. He's bigger than Godzilla or the monsters on TV. Oh, God is bigger, bigger than the boogeyman. He's watching, 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 watching out for you and me. Come on, come on, come on in bed. I know, I know, I know, I'm not scared. Come on, come on, come on, because I know, I know, I know God's there, watching out for you and me. Now, instead of getting clammy, you just trust that God is gonna give the boogeyman a whammy. God is bigger, bigger than the boogeyman. He's bigger than Godzilla or the monsters on TV. Oh, God is bigger, bigger than the boogeyman. He's watching, watching, watching. He's watching out for you and me. Watching, 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 watching out for you and me. We are to be reminded that in all of this, we are to remember that Christ has all power and authority over all that he has created. He goes before us and is able to hold everything together for his glory. This is evident in the following Bible passage from Colossians, chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. The following verse in Isaiah is a beautiful example from Jesus as to how we are to respond to our oppressors and those who persecute us. We are to be silent and not speak to the offense. We are to live in peace with others. We need to remember that there are people out there that are praying to be in a situation like we are. There are always people in situations that are worse off than us. We are to be the peace and the comfort for others. Be a respite and an oasis of peace. Isaiah 53, verse 7. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as his sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. I want to finally close and give a set of blessings from our Lord. He gives us these promises in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. So go out, keep asking, seeking, and knocking. God will open the doors of peace, and he will let you know that you are accepted, secure, and significant in him. You do not need to believe the lies of the evil one. You were created for a purpose, and be a peacemaker to those who need you.